This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 90 of the Good Neighbor Podcast Estero. Today we have good neighbor Mark Chanley from Spavia Day Spa in Estero. Mark, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing great. It's a pleasure to get to know people here in the community and understand their background and where they come from and what type of business they run. So why don't we jump right in, and why don't you share a little bit about what you do over at Spavia Day Spa?
Yeah, so Spavia is a resort-like spa experience, you know, right in your neighborhood. We've been down in Naples for 5 years and have just opened in Estero. And what's great about it is it's really a really luxury experience. You know, we've got spa robes and slippers that each guest receives when they come in. We have a changing area so they can, you know, get changed in there and really relax in our retreat rooms, maybe take in some light reading, warm tea, one of our wonderful aromatherapy neck pillows before their service. So it's really designed to be relaxing, luxurious, customized for each guest. And our service providers do a wonderful job, our specialists, at creating an exceptional experience for folks. And, you know, we do massages, facial treatment, skincare, body treatments, body wraps, and also some beauty services. So we've got a nice wide range of menu items so that folks want to come in just for one service, or they can, you know, indulge themselves for a few hours and get an array of services.
Very nice. I feel relaxed just hearing that for some reason.
So, wait till you come in.
I bet. So the spa industry, I'm sure it probably wasn't always a goal of yours, but how did you get involved in it?
Yeah, so most of my business career, my wife's business career, were kind of at a desk among four walls, you know, working in the online retail sales business, selling on Amazon, the web, distribution, things like that. So we really wanted to find something that was a little bit more community focused. So we looked at some franchises, came across Spavia, and really fell in love with the business model. You know, there's no lack of places to get spa-like services in Southwest Florida, but with the spa-like experience with the robe, the slippers, the retreat rooms, the wide variety of services, we really felt like folks in Southwest Florida would really find the value in it and really enjoy the experience. So we got into it. And another thing that we love about the Spavia brand is it's very community focused. You know, they like to give back, and that's something that we like to utilize Spavia for, help give back to the community. We support various charitable organizations through donations for raffles, silent auctions, things like that. So it was just a great match for us.
And I love that. It's, you know, nowadays more businesses need to do that. They need to become part of the community and connect with the community. So I appreciate that you guys do that. Now, we've all had some type of hardship or maybe challenge along our journey that, you know, maybe has helped define who we are. Is there something that happened along your journey that maybe you can look back at now and be grateful for, I guess?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've as an entrepreneur, you're given a lot of challenges. Sometimes it seems like every day, but I don't know that there's one particular one about a story I could share in relationship to those details. But I think what I've learned from and what I've taken from those challenges is really just put your head down and keep moving forward. You know, don't get caught up in the why me, why now, you know, how is this going to impact me? Just keep moving forward, keep a positive attitude, and don't get mired down in those details. Just keep doing it. You know, it's kind of like if you think you can, then you can. So just get it done.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter how big that step is, as long as you're moving forward.
Absolutely. For sure.
So are there any myths or maybe misconceptions about the industry that we can clear up for our listeners today?
Well, I don't know. You know, one of the things I think about is, you know, a spa service is for everybody. I think some people think, oh, that's not for me. But, you know, in today's world with such a focus on health and wellness, Relaxation and self-care really can go a long way, and I think there's research out there that's proving that. So whether you get an 80-minute relaxation massage just to help with the stress, or you do something that's more therapeutic, like a sports or deep tissue to help you, maybe you're a plumber or an electrician, and you work out in the field every day and your body's getting beat up, or you like to stay active with working out or your favorite pastime like golf or tennis or something like that. It just helps support that journey of health and wellness. And then also even on the skincare side, you want to look youthful. Our wonderful, skin treatments are not only relaxation, but also very goal-oriented. So our estheticians can set folks up with a at-home skincare routine that just helps them, build confidence and look younger. And, that confidence radiates into, their mindset, which then helps the health and wellness aspect of their life. So I would say, don't think it's not for you. There's something here for everybody. And in today's world, I think everybody needs to find some time for that self-care. And we're a great part of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, more and more people need that these days. It's much needed with the stress around us.
Absolutely.
So are you from here originally in Southwest Florida?
Now we both my wife and I grew up in South North. Let's see, Northwest Pennsylvania, a little north of Pittsburgh, PA. So we've been down here since the 2000s. Certainly it's become our home. It's a wonderful place to live, and we love it down here.
What brought you down to Southwest Florida?
Well, my wife was actually down here. So we I migrated down here in late to I guess 2009, and we now have a family and an 11-year-old daughter. So it's definitely where we call home. And actually, all of our extended family has moved down here as well. Our parents and some siblings. So there's quite a crew.
Right. It's amazing. Once you move down here, same thing happened with me and my family. Now all my family is moving down. So it's nice to have them around for sure.
It is.
Definitely.
It
I know owning a business is a lot of work. Owning two locations is twice as much work. What do you enjoy doing outside of work?
Well, as I just mentioned, I have an 11-year-old daughter just turning 12, and so certainly, she's a big part of our lives. And so when we're not, focused on the business, we spend time with her. Have a great group of friends down here that we enjoy spending time with. And then, one of the things I love to personally do is get out and do some wake surfing behind a boat. So anytime I can get out on that boat, it's really a nice way for me to unplug and forget about some of the challenges that being a business owner brings into people's lives.
Get out some of that stress and enjoy the reason why we live in Southwest Florida.
And that's right, the
Absolutely.
wonderful natural resources.
Yes. Got to be outside and enjoy that. So
Yeah.
what's one thing that you wish our listeners would know about, Spavia or just maybe just a day spa in general that maybe they don't know?
Well, one thing that I always think about, I like to share with people about Spavia specifically, is really just the exceptional experience and the relaxation orientation that the spa delivers. It's hard to tell that from an ad or see it on Facebook or drive by, but when you come in and you see the environment, very dimly lit, beautiful candles, soft spa music, the robe and slippers, the wonderful specialists that are here, the awesome guest advisors that welcome you into the spa. It's just something that, unless you're in an experience, it's kind of hard to translate that in an advertisement or something like that. So I love when people actually come in and they get to walk back into the spa and see what it's like. And a lot of times they're like, that was really a lot different than I thought it was going to be, which is awesome.
And that's that. That's a great way to put that. Is so you've got your location in Naples, which you've had for a while, and now you're opening this new location in Estero, correct? Or it's open?
That is correct.
Yep. What made you want to jump into a second location?
Well, it was always the original vision. We actually bought multiple licenses when we opened up in Naples. And, honestly, I feel like we would have done this a little bit sooner, but that that weird time in our lives with COVID and some of the uncertainty that that brought for us, I think slowed our journey down a little bit. But once that was behind us, you know, we started focusing on expanding, and you know, we plan on having a third location here eventually in the market as well. So again, just think that folks in Southwest Florida will appreciate, and I should say do appreciate, the business model since we've been open in Naples for quite a bit, and just want to bring more of it to the community.
Absolutely. And as we grow down here, you grow, which is wonderful.
For
Mark,
sure.
we thank you for being such a good part of the community and a good neighbor. How would our listeners go about getting a hold of you?
Yeah, so talk a little bit about Spavia Estero. So our website is Spavia Estero, that's Spavia Estero.com. They can call the spa at 239-900-1211. Or if they just want to stop by, we're up on Highland Oaks Drive, which is just north of Miramar Outlets on Ben Hill Griffin Parkway, just kind of like right out in front of Hertz Arena. So lots of different ways you can find us. We're also out on social at Spavia Estero. And we'd love folks to visit, learn more, and come get a spa experience. They'll love it.
Absolutely. I'm relaxed. I'm ready to come on in. Mark, thank you very much for being, again, such a good neighbor and for what you do in the community. And we look forward to seeing you out there soon.
No, thank you so much. Appreciate your contributions to the community as well.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.